Stocks fell in China today, too, by 5%. If that sounds familiar, listen to this. One of China's largest insurers has taken a hit. The company announced today that it has lost $2.3 billion from its stake in an ailing European bank. This announcement contrasts with yesterday's reassurances by China's Prime Minister Wen Jiabao. He said that all is safe and sound in the Chinese financial system. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in Beijing. What's the reaction, though, first, despite Wen Jiabao's proclamation that all is safe and sound? What's the reaction there to the fact that one of China's biggest insurers has taken a real hit?
There isn't really panic in the streets here in China. I mean, overall, I think people have a lot of faith in the government that it will shore up the banks and the insurance companies and so forth if it needs to. The Ping An Insurance Group, the one affected, has said that its profits will be affected this year, but not next year, and that it will be able to pay out whatever insurance payments it needs to pay. That's not going to be affected. The Chinese media have been really playing down the crisis in terms of how it affects China. In fact, the headline in the China Daily Today, this is the English language paper in China, actually said Americans cut back on life after bailout.
Cut back on life? Did they explain?
They just said that the bailout hadn't really trickled down and that Americans weren't spending as much as they had before. I guess the headline writer wasn't being as clear as maybe he could have been.
Although, actually, that's a good point right there, because if Americans aren't spending as much as they were before, that means they're not spending as much on Chinese imports, which must concern China.
Absolutely. China exports quite a bit to the United States, and there's already been a bit of an impact on China in the sense that the Chinese currency, the renminbi, has become stronger against the U.S. dollar over the last 3 years. That makes Chinese exports, Chinese imports into the U.S. More expensive, relatively speaking. So if you've already got Americans who are feeling pinched and are not so sure how much they want to spend, if you've got Chinese goods coming in that now seem more expensive, people may decide not to buy so many of them.
In summary, Mary Kay, can you tell us how vulnerable Chinese financial sector is right now and why that's something that the U.S. financial sector has to be careful of as well?
Well, something to keep in mind is that China is the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds of any country in the world. It holds almost $520 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds. That's second only to Japan, which holds just shy of $600 billion. So it's really not in China's interest to see the U.S. economy tank. However, what it's been doing over the last 3 years or so is gradually shifting so it's not so reliant on the U.S. market for its exports. It has more exports going into Europe now and an increasing amount going into Europe. And the euro has stayed quite steady against the renminbi over these last 3 years while the dollar has lost value. So, I mean, there's been this very shrewd move of just diversifying and making sure that there are more markets out there for Chinese goods while the U.S. helped the Chinese manufacturing engine really get revved up. At this point, China seems to realize that it can't rely on the United States in the long term in the way that it has up until now.
Okay. Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Lisa.